Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy reports in the newspaper and in other locations talked about the closing of Faubourg Dixie Beer out there in New Orleans East. Your thoughts?
Very, very tough, very difficult situation. And it really is a series of business decisions, some good, some bad, some unforced errors. But the end result is we're losing a great brewery operation. And it really goes back. Tom Benson, New Orleans native, went to St. Aloysius, grew up in the golden age of New Orleans brewing. You know, once upon a time, we had Falstaff, Dixie, Regal, Jack's, and local beers were 80% of the market. So that was the era that he grew up in. And after Hurricane Katrina, when the Dixie Brewery on Tulane was damaged, he had an opportunity to buy it, and he thought to himself, I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to do a couple of things simultaneously. One, I'm going to help New Orleans East by relocating to the East. Two, I'm going to bring back a pretty legendary brand name and do it in a modern brewery. So all good ideas. And the good decision, he built the finest brewery in Louisiana. I mean, the best equipment, the best everything. So he had the ability to be the largest brewer and to supply a pretty big regional market. So didn't stint on that. Two challenges. One, I don't know if you've gone to the Dixie Brewery for our Faubourg for a while for an event, but it is tough to find, even if you're a local.
It was a great facility. That was beautiful.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was just difficult to get to. I mean, you need a GPS and a map, and you're going under overpasses through areas that look really rough. So the location itself was a challenge because you could see it from the expressway, sort of like the old times Picayune building that you could see but not get to. And it was, I heard that all the time from people that wanted to go to a festival or fair. They just couldn't get there. But the other thing, and this just goes into culture, is he initially named it Dixie Beer. And there's a lot of discussion about where the name Dixie came from. Historically, there was a $10 bill in circulation called the Dix, D-I-X in French, but pronounced Dixies. And that was one of the reasons that this area and the South ultimately were called Dixieland. The other thing was the Mason-Dixon line. But later on, there was a song, which we're all familiar with, Dixie, which became associated with segregation. And so when the beer was made and it went into stores and bars, tourists wouldn't order it. And I talked to some of our customers that run bars and lounges. They said, we can't sell this to out-of-towners. They think it's racist. That was never Tom Benson's intent. It was never his thought. But because you had a name that just didn't resonate with out-of-towners, he had to change the name. Okay, that was good. Changed it to Faubourg, which means neighborhood in French as well. but it was another challenge because if you think about a bar, it's typically noisy, typically hard to hear, and you've created a name that, once again, tourists can't pronounce. And so with the best of intentions, the marketing was bad, and people just couldn't understand the name, and so once again, they wouldn't order it. You know, it's intriguing. HR professionals will tell you, if you get them aside, that sometimes they don't call people back for interviews if they can't pronounce the name. And it's the same thing with people ordering food. If they can't pronounce it, they're not going to order it. So you had a bad naming issue. You had a location challenge. And then Gail Benson sold the company to a company called By the River with the idea that they were going to make it a regional hub. And the theory was good. The challenge is it's owned by a private equity company, which doesn't have a very good record of maintaining their partnerships or expanding. And so they originally said they were going to make this a hub for brewing and produce beer regionally, and they should have. They had the ability to do it. Now, their reasons for saying they didn't do it here and the reason for closing the brewery is they said three different things. One, they had a challenge with their water bill with sewage and water. That's quite possible. We all know that it's difficult to get a good bill from sewage and water. They also felt that they were being treated unfairly on their property taxes. Who knows? Maybe fair, maybe not. Finally, they thought that because they couldn't sell the product other than on the tap at the brewery, they were missing a market. And finally, they felt that they couldn't get a staff to come in overnight to do an overnight shift. So for a lot of reasons, a really good facility with the ability to be a regional hub is now being closed. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is the equipment's going to be auctioned off. For somebody that's always wanted to be a brewer, you can buy the equipment at pennies on the dollar and literally have the best equipment in the state of Louisiana and just relocate it to a spot that people want to go to and that they can get to. I mean, one easy one, if you want to do something in the east, is the old Six Flags site. It's going to be redeveloped. It'd be perfect. You can get on and off, move the equipment, and create a new brand name. And for goodness sake, just come up with a name that people can easily pronounce. And I think there's a business opportunity there. And I hate to see it go to waste, but at this moment, the beer equipment is all scheduled to be auctioned. And if someone local doesn't buy it, that opportunity is going to go away from us.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I thought that their commercials were very creative. And I don't say this about a number of commercials, but I thought they were very entertaining as well. You know, I really liked them.
I agree with you. And I think when they had their first brewmasters there, they were creating some good beer. They had the Blackened Voodoo and the Datsuma, which I liked a lot. And, you know, there was potential there. Yeah. And it's just, it's unfortunate. You see all these different things conspiring together to thwart what could have been a real success.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's never good for our local economy when a company goes by the wayside for whatever reason, right? I mean, it just creates more challenges for us day in and day out.
Oh, I agree, because you're losing that skill set of being able to brew beer. And, I mean, once again, think back to the golden age when 80% of the beer market was local. Falstaff, Regal, Jack's, Dixie, all here. You had lots of brewmasters. When I was a little boy, I knew somebody who worked at one of the breweries, and I don't recall the name, but he told me that one of the fringe benefits is you got to drink as much as you wanted during the day, and then you could take a six-pack home every day. And I thought, that would be a great job.
Dangerous.
And now yeah, I realize it's a horrible thing. I mean, I can't imagine Asha would let that go on today, but that was the big fringe benefit to working for the local brewery.
Yeah, no doubt. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.